But before he could begin the real questioning, I felt a sudden shift of the air, signaling movement nearby. That was my only warning before something yanked the Previt's hand off my face. Remarin started to protest, but before he could, another body blurred my view of him. A larger frame, dark and empty of magic, familiar in shape. Shiny. I could not see precisely what he did to Remarin, but I didn't have to. I heard the gasps of the other row artists and onlookers, Shiny's grunt of effort, and Remarin's sharp cry as he was bodily lifted and flung away. The god words on Remarin's flesh blurred into streaks as he flew a good 10 feet through the air. He stopped glowing only when he landed in a bone-jarring heap. No. Oh, no. I scrambled to my feet, knocking over my chair and fumbled desperately for my walking stick. Before I could find it, I froze, realizing that though Remarin's glow had vanished, I could still see. I could see Shiny. His glow was faint, barely noticeable, but growing by the second and pulsing like a heartbeat. As Shiny interposed himself between me and Remarin, the glow brightened still more, ratcheting up from a gentle burn toward that eye-searing peak that I had never seen from him outside of the dawn hour. But it was the middle of the day.
What the hells are you doing?
Demanded a harsh voice from farther away. One of the other priests. This was followed by other shouts and threats, and I snapped back to awareness. No one could see Shiny's glow except me and maybe Remarin, who was still groaning on the ground. They had simply seen a man, an unknown foreigner, dressed in the plain, cheap clothing that was all I'd been able to afford for him, attack a Previt of the Atempan Order in front of a full troop of Order Keepers. I reached out, caught one of Shiny's blazing shoulders, and instantly snatched my hand back. Not because he was hot to the touch, though he was, hotter than I'd ever felt, but because the flesh under my hand seemed to vibrate in that instant, like I'd touched a bolt of lightning. But I pushed that observation aside.
Stop it! I hissed at him. What are you doing? You have to apologize right now, before they...
Shiny turned to look at me, and the words died in my mouth. I could see his face now completely, as I always could in that perfect instant before he blazed too bright and I had to look away. Handsome did not begin to describe that face, so much more than the collection of features that my fingers had explored and learned. Cheekbones did not have their own inner light. Lips did not curve like living things in their own right, sharing with me a slight, private smile that made me feel, for just an instant, like the only woman in the world. He had never, ever smiled at me before. But it was vicious, that smile. Cold, murderous. I drew back from it, stunned. And for the first time since I'd met him, afraid. Then he glanced around, facing the keepers who were almost surely converging upon us. He considered them and the crowd of onlookers with the same detached, cold arrogance. He seemed to make some decision. I kept gaping as three of the order keepers grabbed him. I saw them, dark silhouettes limned by Shiny's light, throw him to the ground and kick him and haul his arms back to tie them. One of them put his knee on the back of Shiny's neck, bearing down, and I screamed before I could stop myself. The order keeper, a malevolent shadow, turned and shouted for me to shut up, Maro bitch, or he would have some from me too.
Enough!
At that fierce bellow, I started so badly that I lost my grip on my stick. In the silence that fell, it clattered on the promenade's walkstones loudly, making me jump again. Remarin had been the one to shout. I could not see him. Whatever he'd done to conceal his nature from me before, it was back in effect now. Even if I'd been able to see his god words, I think Shiny would have drowned out his minor light. Remarin sounded hoarse and out of breath. He was on his feet, near the cluster of men, and spoke to Shiny.
Are you a fool? I've never seen a man do anything so stupid.
Shiny had not struggled as the priest bore him down. Remarin waved away the order keeper who'd put a knee on Shiny's neck, my own shoulder muscles unknotted in sympathetic relief, and then shoved the back of Shiny's head with a toe.
Answer me, he snapped. Are you a fool?